Hello and welcome to Messy to Magnetic. My name is Katie Almstrom, and I am a money mentor and financial coach for women entrepreneurs. Each week, we tackle one messy money topic that my clients or our guests are navigating, and how they've moved through that mess to become magnetic with money. It is my hope that you're able to take the lessons and transformations in this podcast and apply them to your own business, money, and life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we go from messy to magnetic. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Messy to Magnetic. I am really excited to share this episode with you. This is something that I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks now, and while the timing isn't ideal, this would have been a really great to come out right around the new year. I think it's still really relevant because this idea of a no-spend month, which we'll be talking about today, isn't just reserved for January. And honestly, I know there's a lot of people who do no spend February because maybe it's because it's a shorter month. I don't know. But this is definitely a topic that I think a lot of you need to hear my take on. And I think it'll be really helpful for you to hear just sort of a healthy strategy for approaching something like a no spend month. So let's dive right in. Okay, so what is a no-spend month, you might be wondering? This is a strategy or a challenge, you might say, that a lot of people implement when they really want to curb their spending. And so the way that I see this sort of come into play is people will say, okay, for the next 30 days or 31 days for the month of January, let's say, I'm having a no-spend month. And typically what that looks like is, with the exception of your regular household bills and food and gas, like the basics, the necessities, they don't buy anything else. So again, this can look different for different people, but at its core, it means we're not spending any excess money on any like non-essential things. So this could be categories such as restaurants, coffee, and I apologize, my dog is in my lap and he keeps shuffling. I can't keep pausing and re-recording every time he makes some noise, so bear with us. But those, again, those categories are stuff like restaurants, maybe, you know, clothing, purchases on Amazon that maybe aren't necessities, other, you know, trips to the coffee shop, whatever sort of your miscellaneous spending looks like, those items, you know, would fall into this no spend category. Now, again, like at its core, I think the concept or the desire to have a no spend month is something where you're kind of just going cold turkey and really trying to rein in some spending. Like maybe it's after the holidays, right? Like a lot of people do in January. Maybe it's after the summer when you spend a lot of money just on sort of fun summer activities, or you're traveling a lot, or you know, you're out of the house a lot, relying on convenience. Like they typically follow a season of just sort of loose and free spending without a plan spending. And I don't think that a no-spend month where we are cutting everything out but the necessities is really the best strategy. And that's for a couple of reasons, and I'm going to go into those today. I'm also going to offer what a healthy version of a no-spend month or, you know, stretch of time looks like. And actually, what I'm doing this month, my sort of no-spend strategy this month that I'm actually doing myself. So that's what we're going to dive into. And to start, I want to share the two reasons, or sort of the two really specific examples of why I don't think a no-spend strategy is very good or very healthy as we're going on this journey to really improve our relationship with our money, with our finances. And the first one is that when we have a no spend month. Again, like in this sort of extreme sense of we're doing nothing but our necessities, what this can do is really create a lot of fear and uncertainty around what we can spend on that feels good. So if you know me, right, you've probably, or if you've, you know, been listening to the podcast for a period of time, you've probably heard me talk about fun money. That is something that I would never cut out of, you know, a spending plan unless we're sort of in these like dire circumstances where maybe there's a loss of income or, you know, some other situation. And I should probably preface this conversation by saying having a no spend month, if you are dealing with a loss of income or some other, again, like extreme situation with your financial situation, that's a different story than starting the new year and saying, okay, I'm not spending money on anything fun for 31 days. So I don't love that. I really want us to be healing a relationship with money, building a relationship with money that feels good to us. And having that in our plan, having fun money, having money to sort of spend on whatever, you know, we want, and having that specific amount available to us, that's a really healthy part of a spending plan. So when we eliminate that and we say, you know, a no spend for the entire month, it can really sort of take away from that relationship building and take away from the idea that, yes, we're going to be responsible with our money. Yes, we're going to take care of, you know, what needs to be taken care of and prioritize. And we're always going to carve out, you know, something for us to enjoy. And on the flip side of this, which I'll talk about a little bit more here with my second point, is that it can be really hard to be successful when you have a no-spend month. I often compare something like this to like a really extreme diet that you go on for, you know, maybe a week it's manageable, and then a couple of weeks it really kind of gets boring and tiring, and you realize, you know, you're not enjoying anything you're eating and it's just miserable, right? If you found, you know, a really, really healthy way to eat that doesn't get that way eventually, kudos to you. Like, that's amazing. But that the idea that, you know, we go from enjoyment to complete and utter just drudgery, that is kind of what I see with these no spend months for so many people. And that drudgery and that lack of any sort of enjoyment or sense of empowerment that, like, I know how to enjoy myself without going overboard with money. Again, it creates sort of fear of spending and just really a lot of frustration and lack of empowerment with money, which is the opposite of what I want for you. So that is the first piece. You know, we unlearn how to spend money enjoyably. We start feeling fearful if we do too many of these no spend months to spend money in a way that's not the essentials. And that is not what I'm all about when it comes to building a healthy relationship with money. And then the other reason that I really don't love the idea of this sort of all or nothing, no spend month, is that we generally aren't doing it for a specific reason. And a lot of times I hear people just say, oh yeah, like, and this happened with a client a couple weeks ago. She said, yeah, my sister's doing a no spend month, so I'm just like, it sounds like a good idea. I'm going to do it with her. And after, you know, a conversation about her goals for the month and what she was navigating and what was, you know, what her real feelings were around money in the moment, we determined that actually a no spend month was really not a good idea for her right now because it was putting so much pressure on so many different areas when she really only needed to focus on one specific thing. And so what I would say here is be careful before you start chasing, you know, someone else's goals or trying a strategy that somebody else is doing to reach their goals. And instead, let's look at specifically what in the next 30 to 31 days would help you feel successful with money. And let's focus on the one to two things that are actually going to move the needle for you and at the same time help build up your relationship with money versus break it down. So I had this conversation with my client, and ultimately what we decided is there was a specific area where she had been spending, and that one specific area we determined, let's not buy any more of this like specific thing. And for the sake of the podcast, right, I'll say it was like personal development items. Okay. So she determined, okay, like this is something that I keep spending money on. They keep going on payments, and I really want to clear those and actually know what I own. And so what we decided instead is forget the no spend month. Let's focus on like getting organized with all of these personal development items, like online courses and things like that. Let's get organized with everything that you already own and really implement a plan to start using them. Like see what you want to use now, focus on one or two, and then what do you want to put a pin in to work on later instead of feeling overwhelmed by all of it and feeling scattered and thus looking for another solution to solve whatever problem, right, she was looking to solve. And that felt so good to her. I could see her shoulders relax. I could see, you know, like the big exhale, like, oh, that feels good. Like that feels like my problem that I want to solve. That feels like a specific goal to me that I'm not going to, you know, for the month of January, I'm not going to, you know, buy any more courses. Instead, I'm going to look and see what I have, get them organized, make sure I have all the logins and passwords to, you know, the different dashboards, and make a plan for utilizing what I already own. That made a lot of sense. So again, to recap that point, let's not just jump on the bandwagon and do this kind of a strategy or challenge because others are, because while it may support their goals, it's not necessarily what you need right now. And if we can focus on something specific and know what you want to do, not only to save the money or to sort of declutter how you're spending, but what are you going to do with the money that you do save, right? What is the goal of not spending money on this specific item? Where will it go? And so that just feels like a much stronger strategy. And you can probably tell just from me explaining this, but I could really tell, you know, my client is going to be so much more successful with that really specific, here's the plan. And here's why it's the plan, because it feels right. It like really resonates with her and it's specific to her goals and her lifestyle in this moment. Now, the last piece that I want to share, I promised this at the beginning, is what I'm doing for no spend this month. And I, you know, like didn't even think of it as a no spend month. I just started the month thinking, okay, I spent probably 40 to 50 trips not spent. I probably went to Dunkin' Donuts 40 or 50 times in Q4. So between October, November, and December, I relied heavily on delicious takeout coffee drinks. You know, this was the period, many of you know, my husband was in an accident, hospitalized for a short period, and then had a long recovery at home. And I was in charge of his nursing. I, you know, was all of a sudden sort of a single parent, two puppy, two kiddos, and really had to take care of all the chores around the house, which in the fall in New Hampshire is a lot. So he has had a wonderful recovery and, you know, all is well there now. But in that last quarter of the year, I relied heavily on convenience when it came to my own caffeine and just sort of like those daily reset moments, those daily, it was like a daily treat, right? And again, like in those moments and in those seasons, that's perfectly fine. You know, like I'm not going to tell a client who's going through something like stop getting takeout coffee. Absolutely not. However, when it becomes a habit sort of outside of that season, that's when we want to look at, okay, is this a habit that serves you? Is this something that's helping or hurting? And so in that season, it did help me. And like, I am 100% like behind my choice there. However, in the new year, after the holidays, thinking about, you know, really 2024 is a big year for me for my health, getting my fitness back after, you know, two babies, and they're not babies anymore, but like really getting my fitness back and health back and focusing on healthy cooking and not eating out as much. Like that's really a focus for me for 2024. It felt really smart to say, okay, so in January, I'm not going to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm just not going to go to Dunkin' Donuts. And that is my no spend month like strategy. And again, I didn't even call it a no spend. It was just, I'm just not going to go there. So that has, so it's now, I'm recording this on January 22nd. I've been one time, my husband and I were driving south for a special event and he wanted to stop to grab some food. There wasn't a lot of options around us. We were pretty hungry. And he actually knew that I was not drinking as much coffee. And so he's like, we'll just get sandwiches. I was like, honey, if you want to get a coffee, you can. Like, I just don't want to go to Dunkin' every day in January. And I ended up getting a small decaf latte. And it felt really great. It was like, yeah, this is like, we're spending the time together. It's a car trip. We are a road trip that is. And it just like, it felt like a really good use of going to Dunkin', not this like daily convenience kind of habit that I'd gotten into. And I celebrated that. You know, it was already the middle of the month. I hadn't been there in a couple of weeks at least. And it felt really good. And since then, I haven't been back, haven't really desired to. And that just, it feels really good. So again, this is something where at the end of January, I could continue it. Like I could say, okay, maybe I'll go to Dunkin' a couple of times next month, but definitely not going to have the habit that I did before. And it feels sustainable versus, again, this idea of a flat out no spend month that's not sustainable. It's hard to be successful. When we do slip up, it can feel like, well, I slipped up here, so now it's not a no spend month anymore and the floodgates open. That just isn't going to be as supportive. So talk to me about this. Like, I want to know. Let me know in the DMs. You can send me a DM over on Instagram at Katie_Almstrom. Are you doing a no spend month? Like, is this something that you started in January? Have you been successful? How is it feeling? Like, I would really love to know what this is like for all of you, if it's something you've participated in. Maybe you're planning a no spend month for February. So tell me about it. Let's chat about it. I would love to help you be as successful as possible as you go into, you know, that kind of a strategy, or just talk through it with you if you've been trying to go through a strategy like that in January. All right, my friends. Well, that is it for today. I hope this was really useful for you and helpful. And I will be back with you with another short episode next week. Bye for now.